We've got mail. Her Standard. Thank you for publishing the June 2001 special issue about standards. As I read it, it was as though the whole issue was written for me. In particular, I wanted to thank you for the article, Speaking of Kissing. A year ago, and especially for youth, I made a decision to not kiss until I was married. The past year, when thinking about that decision, I worried that by refusing to kiss, I might offend someone. That article caused me to realize my decision would not offend a young man willing to honor my standards. Thank you again for that issue and for that article. Becky Kendall, Richardson, Texas. Please continue. I love the new era. I had one opportunity to read it on the other side of the world, and really could feel in my heart and in my spirit the power of this magazine. I am very grateful for the new era because of its very good articles and stories that have helped me a lot in my life and in my testimony. Please continue with this. I am sure many people will feel the power of this magazine like I did. Huivo Rancis, Trujillo, Peru, via email. Misinformed. While reading the new era, I came upon the story Sidewalk Service, September 2000. I read the story and realized some people don't like members of the church because of what they hear about us. They think we aren't good people. This story shows that Latter-day Saints are not bad people and that others need to give us a chance. Nick Smith, Layton, Utah. Personal Study Guide. Thank you so much for this wonderful magazine and for publishing Fields Ready to Harvest, May 2001. I felt impressed to read it and used it as my personal study guide. It helped me a lot. I know that missionary work is hard, but it's fun. I love seeing changes people make when they go into the waters of baptism. This story inspired me to work hard, which is the key to success. The things I have read and learned in the new era will help me be a better missionary. Elder Ricarter G. Reap, Philippines, Ilagan Mission, via email. Changed his thinking. Before I came on my mission, I had little opportunity to read the new era, but since my time in the mission field, I have read the magazine every month, and it has really affected my life. I would like to thank you for the article, Always My Father, May 2000. I was also feeling I was living a fatherless life until I read that story. It has changed my way of thinking. Elder Daniel Udo, Isaiuwa, Nigeria, Enugu Mission. Let's her know. I love the new era. It has helped me a ton, and I look forward to getting it every month. If I'm angry or sad, or I just want to read something, I pick up the magazine. It also lets me know that some people are going through the same things as me. My favorite part of the new era is the questions and answers section, and I like the poster each month. All I can say is, this is the best magazine in the world. Thanks for making this magazine for all the youth of the church and for those of us who are not members. Heather Milliken, Layton, Utah, via email. We love hearing from you. Write us at New Era, We've Got Mail, 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150, or email us at cur-editorial-newera@ldschurch.org. Submissions may be edited for length and clarity. End of We've Got Mail. Poem.